40s,
some people in the
40s. Yeah, in the 40s when there were several people coming, several African Americans that were coming here, you know, and seeing this little small African American group.
I know, they said
group.
There were no black people here. There was no black people. They were like, we just came here because we could get a job, and that was it.
We liked where we were.
They said they were so homesick, but they just came here because they needed to make money, and it was better than where they were. And that's like what you're saying, that eventually it became the situation where you had to leave here to go make the money.
Yeah. And see, that's important.
And you wanted to be home, but
you're looking and you're asking for history, but I mean, let me tell you, none of this place here, this center here, these were woods when I was kids. This building here, these were woods when I was a kid. This building here, these were woods when I was a kid. So you're asking me to say, well, Roswell now? Well, yeah, it could offer me, but I'm past that now. I don't want to come back. Why? Because Ford pays me a lot of money to stay where I'm at. That's the truth. That's what I got an education for. I'm for sale, and I'm for sale. Every day I keep my resume sharp just in case they want to offer me another job.
Do you sort of feel that way? That, you know, you've been here a while. Do you see what do you think about these changes that you've seen in Roswell, the Roswell that you grew up in coming of age, versus the Roswell that you see now?
Well, Roswell have improved a lot.
You think the changes are improving?
I really do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, it's not a, you know, what should I say? But anyway, Roswell has built up a lot. The children in Roswell got a chance to go to school in Roswell. They went on to Atlanta, those that wanted to, and finished their educations, went on from there to college. And so Roswell's just been, you know, doing nicely. Mm-hmm.
And so, what about the changes, though, that you know, some of the things your son has mentioned? What about changes, for example, in, say, the African-American community? Is it still what you would consider, say, a community where people fellowship together and it's built around the church?
The churches and the community.
But is the church really, is the church still a part of the community in the same way that it was, say, in the 40s and the 50s? Do you see it as an integral part, as really a moving force in the community?
I think so. Because both churches, you know, still fellowship at times now. Not, you know, they can't afford it every Sunday, but they still fellowship at times together. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are the people still involved in the same way? Is there the same level of participation in the church?
I think so, probably more. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the younger generation has grown up, and a lot of the older generation, you know, is going on, but it's still holding on, and that's good.
Mm-hmm. In terms of meeting, you think the church still meets the needs of its community?
You know, I believe so.
So what are some of the needs that you can think of that the community, the African-American community has that the church is in some way helping?
Well, I think the church, you know, does a lot in the church's way. Mm-hmm. You know, now, like they help you encourage the children to go to school. And, of course, now if one is leaving out of Roswell going to school, they get together and they give them a big donation. And it's just, you know, strong like you'd want it to be. Everybody tries to get along. And if one of the neighbor's children is getting ready to get, you know, go farther, well, everybody